Oh man. Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, sorry that I wasn't here last week. I was just, I don't know what I was doing, actually. But anyway, good morning and welcome to episode, actually 50, give or take one or two episodes. But thank you, Mary, for letting me know. Episode 50 for Looking for My Give a Fuck, hosted by yours truly, Shirley E. Shepherd. And I can't believe it. 50 shows ago, this came about. And again, I always give a little bit, but I don't know if I'm going to go into that today because I want to touch on some other stuff. But anyway, looking for my give a fuck. No, it's not a bad thing whatsoever. It is about finding or remembering or being around things that gave you that give a fuck and whatever that means, the feel good, the laughter, just things that just gave you tingles. Remember that? I had a hard time prior to doing my show. And now I have found a lot of looking for my give a fuck is, of course, within. But looking is not really the proper word. It's just being awakened to what you're around and sharing that with people you love. And also understanding that this world, gosh, you know, as amazing as it has been on this journey of looking for my give a fuck and finding it and realizing that I am the give a fuck, right? There's life. Life right now can be a little complicated. I feel that I can only speak for myself, but I'm trying to figure out this new world. Where do I fit in? Where does my experience in the legal profession or my consulting drive or the desire to help people be greater than they believe they could possibly be? I mean, I would push people to the greatness that they didn't see. And now with AI, professionally, we have case management programs, the legal case management programs that do everything that I used to do. And I had to learn it from a thinking point of view. Now it's just processing. I never thought you would process legal stuff. I thought you thought about it. I thought it was an analytical type process. I thought that we looked at things and we argued both ways and all that. It's not like that anymore. I was thinking to myself, I am helping a young lady get her business off the ground and to watch her excitement. But the problem was with that was that I wasn't excited anymore. It was just very, Of course, she wouldn't know that. But I knew that. I'm usually one to jump into different realms when I want to take off on another tangent. Call that adult ADHD. Call it what you want. I mean, I love essential oils. I love all this, the beauty stuff in the world, and I have no desire to even do that. And I'm thinking, what the hell? Am I depressed? Am I just trying to figure it out? What is it? It could be a combination of all that and more. And if I am experiencing that, and mind you, I had a, before AI, before social media, I had a life that, ooh, if they had cameras, I'd be so bad. So I have benefited as of today this world without social media, without cell phones, without beepers. I think that's about far right. With emergency breakthroughs, with wait till your daddy gets home, with, you know, the Flintstones and the Jetsons. You know, we'll talk about that because Jake King was talking about that on the show last week. But I was there, and so if I feel empty, because I feel like the world is being pulled away from me with this AI, with the things that are happening in the world. I just feel like I don't know what to grasp onto to figure out or to hold on to. I'm left to imagine there are other people that are experiencing the same thing. But you can look at social media and believe you're the only one that's having a moment. Because social media, everyone looks amazing. You can look at TV and certain episodes. I really watch conservative and believe that the world is really okay when it's really not okay. As you guys may be aware, my son got married June 9th. Yay, still a newlywed. And he's a firefighter. So can you imagine? When I look at TV and there's a fire or there's a big accident in Westlake or there's this or that, my whole concept, now mind you, I don't get nervous because he's a firefighter. In my mind, I'm thinking, be there. Wow. He's saving the world, right? But it's kind of like I'm forced to look at doom to see if my son might be there to rescue, right? His wife is an RN, and she plays with the little babies and the neonatal, you know, the moogies. And to look at TV and see how children are treated, that kind of, I'm not drawn to the negativity. I'm just thinking, oh, my daughter-in-law's a nurse. Oh, Lord. Oh, these kids are being born with fentanyl in their system, or this one child I just read, and I don't want the negativity, but I just read that the mother inadvertently, I want to say, put fentanyl in the baby's bottle and the baby passed away. Okay, so just in happenstance, because my children, my son and his wife, my daughter-in-law, are in professions where they save people, I'm forced to look at, like, oh no, a fire or this or that. So that's not necessarily being negative. This is life, right? And I'll accept that. That's not bothering me whatsoever. I'm very proud of those guys. But I do look at the world differently. It's like, what's going on with this heat? What's going on with this? What's going on with that? You know, just everything. So we say to ourselves, well, or I say to myself, well, I got to look a little for my give a fuck. Every day, it's a look for your give a fuck, right? In my opinion. And I do have... This is really bad. I do have a morning look for my give a fuck. I just have to say that. I'm about to bring Mary on in a minute. But I have a guilty pleasure. Yeah. It's called Kings in the Morning. Blog Talk Radio, Kings in the Morning. Let me tell you, that will allow you for 2 hours, three if you do the third hour, to just be in this world of, I can't even explain it. I just challenge anyone who's listening, everyone that's listening, go to Blog Talk Radio, Kings in the Morning, and listen to some of the shows. If you have ears that you can't stand cussing or people talking shit about each other, don't listen. But I promise you it is worth listening because these people that yell and cuss each other out love each other. And I'm going to bring Mary on because she's a host. She's one of the many hosts on Kings in the Morning. And we're going to share some fun stuff. And then we're also going to share something that's dear to our heart that we found out this morning. So, how do I wrap up what I just said? I don't wrap it up. Kind of what it is. And sometimes looking for your give a fuck, you don't find it that particular day, that particular hour, that particular moment. But life still goes on. So that's what we'll do now. We're going to bring Mary in. Hold on. Let me take her off mute. I think I did it. Hold on, Mary. Okay. Oh, there we go. Hi, Mary. Go. Sorry, I was having problems with my mouth. Yeah. I was like, ah!
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I was just talking about my guilty pleasure with Kings in the Morning and that you are one of the hosts. Go ahead and tell everyone and just remind me again to about the show, what it is, and why you guys are crazy.
Well, Kings in the Morning, Monday through Friday, on the J. King Network at, what time is it, your time?
It's 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. 8, 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. Yeah.
Okay.
And then whatever other time you guys figure that out. Yeah.
You know, just come and join at your own risk. yes, it is crazy. We talk about serious stuff. We talk about crazy stuff. We talk about each other. We laugh. We cry. We fight. It's a bit of everything, but it is craziness.
That is true. So when did you get on the show, and how do you fit in? Because there's mostly all black men, right? And one other female, she's black. And you are not black, just for the record, everyone, she's not black. How did you get in there, and how do you feel about being the only white person on the show?
I use my white privilege to get in.
Right, you did, right? You used your white privilege. Good. Good.
Just
Jay's
kidding.
Going to kill you when he hears
kidding.
That, but you did. You probably did. But how did
just
you get
kidding.
In? And
For your listeners, that was just a joke. If you cannot hear
yes.
us laughing hysterically. but, no, you know, Jay King called. Jay King reached out to me last year. Right after I had my first breast cancer surgery and wanted to, you know, just let me know he was following my story and or my journey and letting me know that he, you know, was thinking about me and said, you know, hey, why don't you call the show sometime? And I said, sure, I'd love to do that. And I called. I mean, I would listen, but he's like, you know, why don't you call in and join sometime? So I did, mm-hmm. And I've been a part of Kings in the Morning since then. However, I mean, I've known and listened to Kings in the Morning for years and years and years prior to that, of course, because my ex-husband, Reese Hopkins, is an actual mm-hmm. host on there. I'm kind of just like a co-host. but Reese is one of the true co-hosts there, and that's kind of how, you know, it all happened.
Yes, and I have a story as to, we're talking about Jay King. Jay King, the founder of Club Nouveau, the president of the California Black Chamber of Commerce, and everything else. So just that's enough for everyone who wants to. Jay does everything. But I knew Mr. King when he started Kings in the Morning, what, 14, 15 years ago. And boy, I think he played a tape for you guys or some of the show, his first show, how terrible he was. Him and then Lynn Tolliver came on, and it was so funny. Jay's like, you know, you want to come on my network? I said, oh, hell no. Because first of all, I know Jay King, he's a control person, but I was like, oh, hell no. But I did a lot of shows starting back then also myself, and he has been a great inspiration because he has done this blog talk thing. Well, now we have podcasts, we have all these other things that are going on, but I prefer blog talk. To be perfectly honest, I just don't want to look at a lot of people sometimes, even though now Jay is doing his show on Facebook and you see him eating cereal and shit. It's just all strange. But anyway, speaking of when this started off, this is what we want to, I don't quite know how to do this, so bear with me, Mary, if it goes a little off, just kind of like, get in, you know, jump in. Anyway, Kings in the Morning started, like I said, 14, 15 years ago. And one of the original hosts, I think he was co-host with Jay King, was this young man named Robert Redwine. Now, again, I just on that alone, I'm asking everyone to listen to the show, especially the last month or two since he's been back on, because he goes on and off. Redwine, there's something really wrong with him. That man is so funny. What is he? Mary, what is he? He's a straight man. Tell everyone he is.
He's a heterosexual dyke. That's what he says he is.
Heterosexual dyke who loves to wear panties and, what is it? Panties and, you know, he loves to wear women's panties.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I don't know what the other thing is, but that's what he says.
Yeah,
he loves to wear
panties and t-shirts
and
or something like that. And he loves
big,
he goes, Yeah, panties and t-shirts. He's straight, but he wears panties and women's panties and t-shirts, and he always talks about butts, bubble butt, bubble butt. And then what's the other thing he says? Who told you to say that? Anyway, you guys,
right.
He is hilarious. But the funny thing about it's not for the show. Some people are thinking, oh, is he like this for the show? No. When he first started with Jay King, Jay was so mean to Robert. And we would be like, Jay, why are you so mean to him? Because Robert would just get on his nerves, right? Because Robert just does dumb shit. So we thought, well, is Robert doing dumb shit for the show? No, Robert just likes to do dumb shit. He has extreme adult ADHD, the funniest motherfucker I ever met in my life. He had some hard times, and he got on drugs, got off drugs, whatever. That's not really, you know, the moral of the story, but it does go into why he was in and out of being part of the show. Well, he's been very much a part of the show the last few months again, and we're really happy. I'm happy. I'm not on the show, by the way. I just listen, and it's embarrassing that I listen every day. I'd be excited about 8 o'clock. but this morning, we got some news, and Mary, why don't you go ahead and share that news? Because you do it better than I do.
Can I do it without? Yeah, I mean, I guess I can do it without crying. Well, I mean, this morning there's a plane going by, but this morning you texted me and said, hey, did you hear about what happened to Red Wine? And I'm like, no, what is going on? Literally just waking up, and come to find out, he unfortunately is on life support. We don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. We don't know how he got the life support. All I know is that Friday he was fine. I even looked at his Facebook page a few minutes ago, and he was live on Facebook twice on Friday, and he looked fine. Everything seemed to be fine. And then now here we are Sunday morning, and he's on life support. I am in total, total shock. You know, Red Wine, I will say this, you know, if you listen to the show, The Kings in the Morning, and ever listen to me and my interaction with Red Wine, you know, we play around, you know, he gets on my nerves with that whole, I wear women's panties and t-shirts and shit, and I'm ahead of a sex psych, and sometimes it can be very annoying, but please, you know, definitely put your prayers up for him and his family, because this is, you know, this is serious. It's like 1 minute, everything can be fine, and the next minute you're knocking on death's door. It's so mind-blowing to me that things can change in the matter of moments.
Yeah, and just recently Levi passed away, right?
Right, King Levi from Kings in the Morning. He was another co-host on Kings. Passed away. He had been battling liver cancer, and unfortunately, I don't think that it was the cancer that took him. I think it was the medication that he had been on, or just the stress, you know, from fighting the cancer took him out.
And then Lynn Tolliver
Lynn
in to help Jay 14, 15 years. Oh. Was it last year, or maybe last year, this year? I think it was last year.
I think they just celebrated 1 year of his passing a few months ago, and that was, you know, that was a big thing for Kings in the Morning, especially Jay King. Lynn Tolliver, rather, and and I know that Robert Redwine and Jay King are really, really great friends, you know, and have known each other for eons. So
they have.
Again, I mean, I just, you know, hug your family, people, hug your friends, tell them you love them, because at any moment's notice, you may not be able to say that again or ever spend time with them again. It's just, I'm in shock.
And we are hoping the best, because, you know, one thing about Robert Redwine, I can't get Robert, that's how he talks sometimes, bubble butt. One thing about...
You say his name like he talks, right?
He gets through a lot of things. The reason I also, and also Jay King lost a brother this week, last week, I think it was.
Yes. So, yeah, Marcus.
Yeah. And here's what's happening. As you get older, of course, you know, you begin to see the transitions, you know, that's a part of life, right? But we're also seeing things on different scales of people that are just healthy per se, and then something happens to them, or people that have done drugs. However, we have the fentanyl and other things that are being cut into these drugs, which are cutting off their high. I mean, with all due respect, I know people that started partying when I was very young and had 30 years of great partying because the shit wasn't cut up. Now you start at 13, you might not make it at 13 and a half because the shit is killing people off. I just don't think that's fair. I know that sounds really weird, but I think people that should be able to at least party for 5 years before they die off, right? But seriously, these drugs are killing people instantaneously. That's just really strange. Now, Jay has been speaking. In fact, he speaks a lot, and I just don't want to hear it sometimes, but he talks about, you know, we won't be in this meat suit, which I think is really a gross way of describing the body. And, you know, you better do what you can here because it's not going to last. But I can even with Jay, I bet it's like, whoa, okay, I know this was coming, but shit, this is coming back to back. And how do we deal with that? Well, I can tell you a story, Mary, that you would believe this. So my mom, prior to COVID, gave a Christmas party. We gave a Christmas party for, I think, 25 years. Every year, the Christmas party. And I remember her first Christmas party, you know, there were like the first 10, 15 years, like hundreds of people between in and out, just because she, you know, she worked for the county and everyone came because she was awesome. And she always touched people with certain things. Like I told you on my shows before, this man wanted to be a janitor. He had no teeth. So she's like, if I hire you, get some teeth. And he came a few months later with teeth. So everyone thinks, okay, that's ridiculous. No, it isn't. Because my mom would do things, people be who they are, to be who, what did she do? Everyone that came for the parties had a story. This one girl, when my mom first started, she was her assistant, and she gave my mom a message on a paper plate. A paper plate. My mother had to cuss her out, but she understood. Her skills went up from there for sure. But I do remember when we would do the count for the party for the food purposes, I wouldn't have a lot of people coming. I think first, I just didn't want to bother. Just put it this way, I didn't have a lot of people coming. And my mom said, why? And I said, Mom, look, you have all these friends. But every year, something would happen to a friend, okay, or two. And I said, I just don't want to have a lot of friends because I don't want to hear about sadness. I look at all these people, you know, when something happens to them, you're going to be sad. And for about 2 or 3 years, my mom didn't respond to that. And I know that sounds a little crazy, Mary, but I just thought it's better not to have friends, so, you know. And then it came to me that whether you have one friend or 100, death, injury, illness will touch you. Not only your own, but people you love. And you can deal with it on your own, or you can have a support group. Again, my whole thing was, fuck that, I ain't getting close to nobody else. I ain't got time. Nope, fuck, if you get close to me, I'm out, moving away, changing my telephone number. fuck that. If I argue with a friend, we've been friends, friendship is over for life, right? So with Kings in the Morning, and Mary, you know, we became friends from that show. It's like we're friends. And I don't think I'm dealing as I'm kind of shocked. Like, wait a minute. No. I'll tell you exactly, Mary. I'm not even going to lie. I said, I'm not going to listen to the show anymore because I don't want to hear about anybody else dying or being sick. I can't handle it. I think that's not the way to handle it. What do you think, Mary?
No, I don't think that that's the way to handle it. I mean, I think that, you know, things, you know, especially at our age, things do happen. Our friends are going to start either getting sick or passing, or, you know, our parents are, you know, the people that we're probably closest to you know, that aren't so far removed from our lives. And it's just, you know, it's things that we got to deal with. You know, avoidance is never the answer. I will say that, because you can try to avoid all you want. Eventually it's going to catch up.
True. But it's also a safeguard emotionally. It catches up, but it's a safeguard. I mean, this has been in a span of what, less than a month or so. I mean, 2 months maybe. There's Levi that I listen to every morning, and now Robert's sick. And I'm sure there's other things. Well, you know about the other issues people are having that are hosts in that show. And I'm just like,
right.
Oh, man, if I didn't start listening again, I wouldn't know all this, and my emotions wouldn't start to come back up because I don't want them to. But seriously, I'm like, oh, shit, I have to be emotional here. And I'll be honest with you guys, I haven't been on social media for about, I would say, like a few weeks now. And that's, I mean, not even to look and see what's going on. It just happened this morning. I was posting my show, and Jay's one of the favorites, so that popped up. Or I would have missed out on it, too. So, you know, down to my 3 minutes. First of all, I'm going to wrap up something about Robert. Robert is such a... I would say to myself, I don't appreciate the LGBTQ community, and then I meet Robert. And I don't know what he is, but he's authentic, and he always finds his true give a fuck, because Robert is Robert. And I'm praying and I'm sending my angels that he will get better, because we need to hear him say but on the show and get put on mute all the time. So go ahead, Mary, you give your last words on Robert just for this show, and then go ahead and plug your show, and then I'll be finished for the day.
I mean, the only thing I can say is, like, just please, you know, we pray that he be okay. We pray that he's able to come off of life support and make a full recovery, that he'll be able to be back on Kings in the Morning. You know, for anybody out there, just, you know, hug your people, man. Tell them that you love them. And don't wait for these moments to do that, though. Do it all the time. You can listen to my show every Sunday on Blog Talk Radio. I do my show on the Jay King Network. It's called Mary Had a Little Cancer. Come and hang out with me and listen, and Shirley at times too, because she comes on my show and hosts too. Come and join me on my journey through breast cancer, and actually just through life, you know, as a 48-year-old
mm-hmm.
white woman living in this world. Just through life, because I think we're going to change the concept up a little bit. But so that's every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, it's Mary mm-hmm. Had a Little Cancer on the Jay King Network. Thank you, Shaw. I love you, girl.
Oh, love you too. Okay. Also, I want to tell people, when you go in, just, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, just type it into Google, and you can just kind of go in there, because it can get a little convoluted when you're trying to search for something. Sometimes just click on live. There's a little icon there, and it says live. More than likely, there'll be a Jay King show on live. That will get you started into how to navigate through Blog Talk, because it can get a little crazy. Okay, you guys, that was a pretty good show. I want to thank Mary for participating. I want to just once again say, you know, always looking for my give a fuck. And this time I had to be perfectly honest. I when you don't have friends, you don't have to have emotions, right? Which to me, that sounded so normal, which is not normal, but it is normal, right? I'm just way out there. Anyway, I started with the show saying, hey, look, I'm being pulled several ways. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to deal with this new world. I'm having a tough time right now. I'm sure many of you are feeling the same way. I don't have answers. I wish I did, because I hate not having answers. I hate not being able to fix it. I hate not being able to understand it. But I do know there's one thing. Every time I try to push away from it or hide from it, hide from people, hide from whatever, as Mary said, no, it does confront. So I will always confront it. I just will not have the answers. And I have to say, in the last couple of weeks, I have had no way of getting out of understanding or starting with one thing to get all things done. It's very strange for me, because I am type A personality times 10. But also I'm saying we all have these moments. And if you're having the moment, hang in there, okay? Really, really, really hang in there. Okay, until next week, I'm signing off and reminding everyone to what? Make good memories. Stay true to yourself. Have a great week.